Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a Dutch-led panel releases its findings. The investigation into the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine finds the plane was shot down by surface-to-air missiles fired from a Russian-made missile launcher. Dutch officials announced their findings Tuesday with a partially reconstructed portion of the plane looming in the background. The chairman of the Dutch Safety Board said the plane was hit on the left side by shrapnel from the detonation of a missile fired from the ground. He said the plane broke up immediately while still in the air. Militants fired rockets at Russia's embassy in Damascus on Tuesday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the attack an act of terror meant to intimidate those who support the fight against the Islamic State group. Iran's parliament passed a bill Tuesday approving the country's nuclear agreement with a group of other nations. The state-run IRNA news agency said lawmakers voted 161-59 against the bill with 13 abstentions. Iran and a group that includes the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany reached an agreement in July after long-running negotiations. European Union observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appeared to be free and fair. The comments Tuesday from EU observer team and its chief, Frank Engel, are at odds with opposition candidates who say the election was rigged in favor of President Alpha Condé. A four-page statement from the EU team said the election was marred by technical errors, such as unalphabetized voter lists, but in an interview said massive ballot stuffing and vote rigging alleged by the opposition could not be verified. After watching Republican candidates spar in two rounds of debates, Democrats hoping to become the next U.S. president get their turn Tuesday as they take the stage in Las Vegas for their first debate of the 2016 presidential election campaign. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton will be the center of attention. Recent polls put her in the lead with about 40% of support, while her chief challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, comes in at 25%. Also running is former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, and former Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee. Tanzanian officials last week announced the arrest of a Chinese businesswoman they described as the most important ivory trafficker ever arrested in the country. The woman, who is being called the Queen of Ivory, is 66-year-old Yang Feng Glan. She allegedly led a ring of traffickers. Her arrest is seen as a major victory in the war against elephant poachers. The United States military says it has conducted a major air and ground operation with Afghan forces in southern Afghanistan, killing numerous al-Qaeda militants. The military says the operation was launched on October 7th in Kandahar province and was concluded Sunday. The American Civil Liberties Union is suing two former U.S. Air Force psychologists, James Mitchell and Bruce Jensen, who together designed a harsh interrogation program for the Central Intelligence Agency during the Iraq War. The Civil Liberties Group accused the psychologists of developing an interrogation regime that relied on beating, sleep deprivation, starvation, waterboarding, and other methods that caused physical and psychological harm to prisoners. The program was aimed at forcing suspected terrorists to divulge information and was carried out during the administration of former President George W. Bush. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.